Zer Empresario Magazine presents Recommend Me a Sweet Wine by Alex Borrell. We all have a friend or acquaintance who asks us for a recommendation when buying a wine, especially asking for a sweet wine that can be drunk cold. And, if we think about it, and remember the decade of the 90s and early 2000s, it was very common to drink sweet drinks or Lambrusco, especially the one from the R brand. Yes, I know you know which is it, and there is nothing wrong with continuing to drink those drinks, or for those drinks to be to your taste. What happens is that when you enter the world of wine, your palate evolves, and each time it asks for wines with greater complexity, and each time as you discover new methods, processes, grapes and regions, a curiosity is awakened that never goes away again. So the next time someone asks you for help finding a sweet wine, or do so sito, there are many options that we can use to help those poor palates trapped in those prehistoric times. We have two perfect classifications that fall into the sweet wine categories, naturally sweet wines and naturally sweet wines. It seems the same, but it is not. Natural sweet wines are those in which, in order to have a high concentration of residual sugar, wine alcohol is added once the desired amount of sugar is reached. What wine alcohol does is that it stops the action of the yeast and stops the fermentation process naturally. Naturally sweet wines are those in which, through a natural process, the grape increases its sugar concentrations, and this can be due to three factors: botrytis, also called noble rot, a disease caused by a fungus, which attacks the grapes, dehydrating them and thus increasing the sugar concentration. The most recognized are Sauternes in Bordeaux. Late harvest, the grapes are left to overripe for longer periods of time on the plant. This causes the grapes to become raisined. In this way the grapes become dehydrated and their sugar levels considerably increase. Ice wines. The grapes ripen at a temperature between -6 and -9 degrees Celsius. This condition allows a higher amount of sugars to be obtained when the frozen grapes are pressed. Coming from very cold places like Germany or Canada, recommendation of this edition: Chateau Belingard Montbazillac, white wine made with botrytized grapes from the Sauternes appellation in Bordeaux, France. Wine with many nuances of tropical and very ripe stone fruit, vanilla notes. Very bright golden color and a very interesting body that allows you to feel it throughout the palate, with a very long finish. Recommended pairing: desserts with ripe fruit and a touch of cream, like a fruit tartlet, with very ripe fruit or even with jam. These wines are perfect for dessert since the sweetness they contain contrasts in an unmatched way the sweetness of desserts, making both balance in a very interesting way and the palate is not saturated. Copyright 2024 Grupo Editorial Zer Impresario. All rights reserved. Any opinion expressed in the various contents of this podcast is the responsibility of the person who expresses it and does not necessarily reflect the position of this publishing house.